West Georgia's first news on this Good Friday from the News Talk 1330, FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A Georgia House bill that would provide the mayor of Villarica the power to appoint and remove the city manager waits to be reviewed and signed by Governor Brian Kemp after receiving approval in the state Senate during the last day of the 2024 legislative session Thursday. House Bill 1487, sponsored by District Reps Jay Collins, Lynn Smith, David Huddleston, Tyler Paul Smith, and Kimberly New, amends an act to provide a new charter for the city of Villarica so as to provide that the mayor shall appoint and remove the city manager and provides for the city council to override such actions with a supermajority vote. The city of Villarica has since scheduled a special called meeting for next Tuesday at 4 o'clock for the purpose of discussing personnel matters. No other details were provided as of Friday morning. A 37-year-old Carrollton man charged with kidnapping a woman he had a relationship back in 2021 has been sentenced to serve life without parole plus 30 years. Justin Allen Jones was found guilty of kidnapping with bodily injury, aggravated assault, terroristic threats, battery, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Jones's victim told investigators that on May the 5th, 2021, during an argument carried out by text, she sent a photo of her child's father to make Jones jealous. The next day, the two drove separate cars and met in a parking lot on Maple Street. She entered Jones' car, and he struck her in the back of the head as they drove away. At one point, the report states, the woman turned her head and was struck in the face, leaving a mark that was still visible to officers 4 days later. Jones is accused of putting the barrel of a handgun to the victim's head and threatening her life as they drove. The victim was kept overnight at a residence until around 3 o'clock p.m. the next day when the man drove the victim back to Maple Street, where she retrieved her vehicle. Following the incident, the victim did not immediately notify police, but stated she waited to call law enforcement because, quote, she questioned if she deserved to be treated like this after she had sent Jones the photo of another man. And online and public tributes continue on Friday for one of Carroll County's most enjoyable characters, who passed away at the age of 85 this week. Fred Richards had put it on several occasions, according to his obituary released on Thursday by Allman Funeral Home, that he lived many lives as a young Baptist preacher, seminary student, English professor, psychology professor, merchant seaman, carpenter, psychotherapist, artist, author, the Easter Bunny, Freddy the Rabbit, a great friend of Santa Claus, a clown, an actor in community theater, and an auctioneer. He was a member of the Carrollton Kiwanis Club and was well known for his entertaining introductions of guests at club meetings. Among his survivors, his beloved wife of 54 years, Ann Richards. A memorial celebration of Fred's life will be held at a future date, likely in September. Reporting from On the Road this Friday, I'm Colin Worthington.